It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
I'm basically frightened of moral turpitude. I'm scared of politicians.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience here on Mile High Sports Radio. We're taking you all the way to 10 o'clock tonight. We got the Rockies on. They're leading 1-0 in the bottom of the second. They're in San Diego. And we've been talking a little of music and some weird ways that musicians have died in honor of Colonel Bruce Hampton and the Aquarium Rescue Unit. He passed
I think the
away. Aquarium,
actually, you know, I've been saying that, but I think the Aquarium Rescue Unit, they're still alive.
Well, yeah, but Colonel Bruce Hampton passed away. He of the Aquarium Rescue Unit.
You think the Aquarium Rescue Unit would have done a better job?
Well, I think he stopped playing with them a while ago.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, he did a lot of solo work. When I used to DJ at KBCO, way back in the day, they were a very popular band in Boulder. I mean, but they were if you didn't listen to a lot of like jam band music, you probably wouldn't be so familiar with them, because they were kind of a jam band.
They were definitely a jam band. I saw them a long time ago when I enjoyed jam band music, and they were there with Big Hit Dot and the Monsters and the Samples, and 0383 11 1340. By the way, should we talk sports? Everyone's kind of digging.
Well, we probably should. I mean, it's not like the Broncos didn't do something big today.
Yeah, but we said yesterday, like
just because you mentioned that it might happen.
I said it was gonna happen,
but
sure happened.
Now it actually has.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's actually
okay.
Taking place.
Okay, what's happened?
The Denver Broncos have signed Jamaal Charles, formerly of the Kansas City Chiefs, to a 1-year contract for the Denver Broncos. He will be playing in orange and blue.
All is how I have foreseen.
Well,
just
be fair,
like the draft.
You weren't the only one. I think everyone in this room was in agreement that they were probably going to sign him if he passed a physical, which he did.
Which I said he'd do.
What? Why are you laughing?
We all said that.
Yeah, we all kind of said that.
I said it first.
Only because it's hard to get a word in.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Edgewise.
These aren't the droids you're looking for?
Wait. These aren't the droids you're looking for. I knew you were going to say that.
You picked two draft picks, and now all of a sudden you're the great, you know, Santini.
I need a Sunday morning column. Darren looks at the stars.
We could just do that here. It's like, hey, call us with all of your personal issues.
And you're Darren a Sagittarius.
Look into your future.
Oh, my God. Can we?
People make
303-831-1340.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
They look can call into my in crystal ball. I need to get a crystal ball first.
They don't know. It's radio. Just tell them you have one.
Oh, here's one.
Yeah.
Here's my crystal ball.
I mean, there are people who make a lot of money on those phone-in things. Like, people will call it 1-800 numbers for that.
Dionne Warwick.
Yeah. That's crazy to me. Like, who does that?
Dionne Warwick.
No, Dionne Warwick runs it. Like, but who are the people who call it? Like, that makes no sense to me.
What are you doing, man? Screwing up our potential customer base.
No, I'm saying if they want to
call in. He didn't mean what he said.
Anyway, back to Jamaal Charles. The Denver Broncos have signed him. He's going to be part of the Denver Broncos next year. And I am I'm actually pretty excited. According to the scuttlebutt, I don't know, because there's no
scuttlebutt.
There's no actual release outside of just the announcement for the Broncos yet, but the thought is that the Broncos aren't going to use him as a cowbell. He's not going to be the workhorse. It's still going to be C.J. Anderson. Or this new guy they got on the Futures signing in January, Peters or whatever his name is. I need to look it up. But he's going to be kind of like a out-of-the-backfield receiver setup.
Kind of like Christian McCaffrey.
A little bit, but 8-9 years older than Christian. Because he's 30. Jamaal Charles is 30, so he's probably only got a couple good years left.
30's the new 25.
Not when it comes to NFL running backs, I don't think. No. He's probably only got a couple of good years left. But he could make a lot of money if he hits all of his benchmarks.
As much as $4 million per year.
Well, it's only 1 year.
As much as $4 million this year.
Yeah. So he could make – and that's pretty good for a guy who's trying to prove his worth – coming back in the NFL. It's not as good of a contract, I think, as what Alday got, Adrian Peterson got, but it's certainly something for a guy who's been, he's missed 26 of the last 32 games. He's had two surgeries on his knees.
He has knees like mine.
he needs to prove himself. But I think with this, team, he's got a really good opportunity because Mike McCoy is going to know what to do with him. I think the offensive coordinator, again, makes all the difference in the world when it comes to how this offense works.
He's actually offensive. As opposed to Rick Dennison.
I don't know what you're doing right now.
I'm telling the future.
You're not telling the future.
Meanwhile, at the Legion of Doom.
Do you have anything legitimate to add to this conversation, or do you not care?
No, I care a lot.
I can tell.
I told you yesterday that he's going to be the starting running back.
See, I don't think he will be.
I think that he will be out there for the first snap. C.J. Anderson will probably be more of the workhorse, but he's going to be out there a lot.
It would not surprise me to see both Jamal Charles and C.J. out there for the first snap.
Would you like some serious analysis?
He's a bit like the short guy from Kansas State who's been playing for all those years.
That one short guy from Kansas State who's been playing for all those years? I don't know.
You know who I'm talking about. The guy's played for Philadelphia, Darren Sproles.
Sproles?
Yeah. So he's a bit like that, where he's never going to be the workhorse, even though he could be anymore. He's going to be the guy, but he can get you 80, 90, 100 yards and a couple touchdowns in a game because they can put two guys in the backfield, thunder and lightning, kind of.
80, 90, 100 yards with two touchdowns sounds like a workhorse runner to me.
No, because if you're he'll probably get 10 touches a game. So he's going to get
That's a big yards per average or yards per carry average.
10 touches? No.
If he's getting 100 yards and two touchdowns, that's 10 yards per carry.
Yeah, because what I'm telling you is that he's going to get a pass out of the backfield and he'll turn it into 40 yards out of a screen, that type of thing. See, what people don't understand is that Kyle Shanahan is actually
You say that, but people do understand. We know. But I don't know that they're going to be able to execute it.
Okay, you understand.
I think a lot of people understand the concept.
No, but
executing it's different.
No, Kyle Shanahan actually has just revolutionized offense, and we're just kind of going through it, so we just haven't understood that this has happened yet. But the fact that he's able to put two guys in the backfield, spread them out, and then bring them back in depending on what the defense does, that's how Atlanta did most of their offense, is they had their two guys, and if they got the matchup that says they should run, then they would run, and if not, they would bring him out and they would pass. And what you're looking for as a Broncos guy, and you're going to see it, is you're going to see two guys in there, and they're going to move them inside and out depending on what the defense is.
You basically just described the West Coast offense. It's the same offense that they used for San Francisco.
No, because people
They had two guys in the backfield, and they'd spread out their receivers. They'd even put their tight end off the line and out. And then they'd move one of those guys, around. Well, they'd move the running backs.
No, because the difference is that the key is that the running backs.
Yeah, but they used to run Rothman out to the side a lot to see if they would follow him. Not Rothman. Who's the other guy they had?
Yeah, well, the Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Roger Craig.
So they'd run Roger Craig out, not Rathman, because he's a fullback, but they'd run Roger Craig out and see who followed him. And depending on who followed him, would determine
it would be like as if they took Rathman and
Craig,
and what they did is they moved him outside to see what the defense did, and then they might move him back in, but they would move them both out, so you could go from full backfield to empty backfield and back again, and you can't. It's very hard for a defense to cover, go from a run stopping defense to a total pass stopping defense.
See, but that's not that much different from what Shanahan did.
It's not, but it's coming out of a new spot, and it's coming out. They're using the running backs now.
But Shanahan used to do that with the fullback.
Never had two
TD.
Running backs in the back.
Absolutely, he had a fullback and
he did, but he never had them both go out.
Absolutely, if you remember that pass play in the Super Bowl, it was our fullback who made that great pass catch to get to the 1 yard line, mm-hmm. which gave us the lead. They would often use our fullback to run out.
They would, but they're not using it. They weren't using the running backs as the key to determine what the defense was doing.
I absolutely think that's what they were doing. Listen, I think Kyle Shanahan's going to be a genius guy, but I don't think what he did in Atlanta vastly revolutionized offenses in the NFL. He tweaked what his father and what the San Francisco 49ers were doing 30 years ago and 20 years ago. He added a small tweak to it, but that's not a vast revolution. It's just something that it's been done before. It's not like he's the first one that's ever done this. He's not.
You need to watch what I'm saying. Revolutionizing the game.
I think McCoy will use both of those. I think he'll have both CJ and Jamal Charles out there. So if you want to call that a starting job, then yeah. But I don't think he's not going to be the workhorse for the Denver Broncos.
Not the workhorse, just the starter.
And what does that make CJ if he's also out there for the first snap? A starter. So he'll be a starter, not the starter.
That's what I was saying.
It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.